This analogy of the love room explains a phenomenon I've experienced so often in my own relationships, and I know other women have as well. I'm with my partner, and I reach out to relate to him in a romantic way, but he doesn't respond. I know he loves me, so I can't understand why he seems so distant. And if I say, "What's wrong, honey?" he invariably replies, "Nothing's wrong." I begin to feel frustrated and uncomfortable because I'm trying to connect with him in an emotional way, but he's not reciprocating. What's actually happening in this situation? I'm in my love house, which is full of love rooms, and I'm relating to my mate in a loving, intimate way, only he's not in his love room. Maybe he's in the work room of his mind and is thinking about a project he needs to complete. Or maybe he's in his relaxing room watching TV. Suddenly, there I am wanting to relate to him emotionally, which he translates as my wanting him to go to his love room where he can be with me that way. But he doesn't want to go to his love room, right, guys? He's busy in some other room of his consciousness. Of course, if I don't understand this concept of the love room, then I don't realize that my partner is not available to me emotionally at that moment. It just feels as though he's somehow shutting me out. And here's the most unfortunate part. Since my partner's not in his love room, my attempt to connect emotionally can feel to him as if I'm trying to control him or tell him what to do. So when I say to my mate, "What's wrong?" it probably feels as if I'm actually saying, "Why aren't you in your love room right now? Why can't you just drop everything and go there so we can be romantic?" See, this explains the reactions women often get from men when we try to create an emotional or romantic moment out of the blue, with no warning, so to speak. The reactions range from amusement, mild annoyance and impatience, all the way up the scale to anger and shutting down. We're trying to love him. He feels like we're trying to make him shift out of the state of awareness he's in and drag him into his love room. Recently, my partner and I went on a brief vacation and had a really wonderful and romantic time. The morning of the day we were leaving, we felt really close and commented on how wonderful the trip had been. A few hours later, we left for the airport to fly home. After we checked in for our flight, I noticed my partner seemed to have become a little distant. He wasn't responding to me in the same way as earlier in the day, and he felt far away. "Is something wrong, darling?" I asked. "No," he replied, "but something had changed. I knew it, and I couldn't figure out what it was." I began to get worried. What could be going on? I continued to ask him if he was all right during our first flight and during our wait at the second airport for the connecting flight. Of course, the more I tried to get him to talk, the farther and farther away he seemed to go, and by the time we got home late that evening, things just felt awful. The next day, everything was fine again, but I was still perplexed. What had happened during our trip home to create such an upset feeling between us? Then it dawned on me. When my mate and I were on vacation at the hotel, it was as if he spent the whole time in the love room of his consciousness. He had no work, no obligations, and gladly went to that part of himself where he could connect with me emotionally and romantically. Then we left for home, and without my realizing it, he left his love room and moved into his traveling on a journey room, in which he was focused on the logistics of dealing with taxis, airports, finding gates, etc. I, too, was paying attention to the details of our trip and went to a more business-like portion of my awareness. However, being a woman, I brought the love room consciousness with me. So there I was, snuggling up to him while we waited for the plane, talking about romantic things we'd done on our vacation, trying to continue the same mood we'd shared during those few days, totally unaware that he had checked out of his love room hours before. No wonder I felt abandoned and alone. He was no longer keeping me company in the love room. And no wonder he felt irritated. It appeared to him that I wasn't acknowledging or approving of his choice to shift gears.